Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Huvane Wealth Management Conversation today. My name is Tom Huvane, and I'm a Managing Director and Wealth Advisor here at UBS, and I'll be your host for the next 20 or so minutes. Today's topic is next-gen investors, and I'm very excited to have two guests today. My personal next-gen and son, Thomas Huvane, who joined our team a year ago after spending time in the UBS training program, and now heads up the team's next-gen marketing. And also Giselle Rivera, who joined UBS in 2017 and now leads UBS's Rising Gen segment, focusing on millennials. So welcome, Giselle and Thomas.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be here.
Thank you so much.
So Giselle, we're going to start with you and jump right in. So tell us about this Rising Generation segment, as we call the Rising Gen, and the UBS research on how younger investors are feeling about their finances today in the midst of this pandemic we're going through.
Sure. Thanks, Tom. So we define the Rising Gen at UBS as individuals under 40 who are in that growth phase and rising in every aspect, building their wealth, their careers, their lives. And our role as a segment is to support the fantastic advisors like you, Tom, and Thomas, who are empowering the Rising Generation to achieve their long-term goals. And one important aspect of our segment's role is ensuring we at UBS are constantly hearing from Rising Gen so we can make sure we're addressing their needs, concerns, hopes. For example, we surveyed investors under 40 after the pandemic hit last year to understand how the pandemic was impacting their views of their own finances. And so I'll share a few highlights from what we found. So even stepping back from the current environment, about half of millennials feel like they have it harder than other generations. Higher cost of living, rising healthcare costs, rising college costs, and greater debt all contribute factors. When you couple that with the current environment, more investors under 40 than any other generation we surveyed have lost their jobs or are worried about losing them. So they're definitely getting hit hard in a lot of directions. However, the Rising Gen proved to be resilient and optimistic in the findings of this study. 81% said they're very confident about achieving their financial goals. 81%, pretty significant portion. And it's interesting because that confidence is not just based on optimism alone. It was pretty notable that over two-thirds of that same group have or want a formal written financial plan in place. So it shows that they view that as an important piece of the puzzle for really achieving that success in those financial goals.
Well, that's great, Giselle. Thanks for that update and, you know, letting us know who exactly we're talking about these days when we refer to next generation. So, Thomas, you know, a lot of our next-gen clients have been doing a lot of work with us and speaking to us about ESG investing, socially responsible investing. I know you've done some work in this. Can you tell us how ESG investing can be a value to our next-gen clients?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. That's a really good point and has been a great topic of interest for more and more of our next-gen clients. UBS has been a leader in sustainable investing for over 20 years. So sustainable investing is incorporating environmental, social, and government issues within your investments. And today's investors are different and have a different mindset than the ones that came before them. In the past, investors were mostly concerned about their financial statements bottom line and their return on capital. So today's younger investors come with a little bit different priorities. More and more asking not only about their investment performance, but how their profits are generated. So what is ESG investing and what do these investments even look like? So I'll start with the environmental aspect of the investing. The environmental components illustrates a company's impact on the earth. You know, how does this company start recycling? Do they have green products and technology? Do they have emission and pollution goals that they have in place for the future? And socially, how does this company treat and pay their employees? Do they have a diverse workforce? Do they have an ethical supply chain? Are they consumer friendly? And do they have great customer service? And most importantly, do they take a stand on social justice issues? Corporate governance, for example, would be how is the business ran? Is this company or business in good standing with the Securities Exchange Commission? Are they transparent with their shareholders? And are their board of directors diverse? So you may be thinking this is great, but what about their performance? S&P 500 stocks with high ESG ratings were analyzed, and they have outperformed their competitors that have lower ESG ratings by over 3 percentage points per year. So sustainable investing among millennials in 2015 was about 84% were interested. And now in 2019, as of 95% of millennials find this very important to their portfolio. So as you can see, it is very important to millennials and next gen to have some sort of sustainable investing in their portfolio.
Wow, that's really great. You know, in fact, what we're seeing is that green actually does make green these days. So,
right.
And I think the pandemic has actually added to the performance of those ESG type investments. So Giselle, turning back to you and going back to your research, what are these younger investors focused on other than, you know, the direct environmental investing?
Sure. So I actually want to hit on a point that Thomas was just speaking about around sustainable investing. So one of the most impressive points from this study, in my opinion, was that even though this younger generation has been hit hard economically, they have such a strong desire to make a difference more so than other generations. So 71% said that they want to make a difference that's really important to them versus 35% of baby boomers. So no hits at the baby boomers, but it was double that group. And what in particular they were interested in was investing sustainably, giving to causes, and providing financial support to family. But their top goals for themselves are really around building their futures. And one of their top goals was building and protecting their wealth. And I know Thomas can speak a bit more about how your team's expertise can directly help Risen to address that.
Yes, that's been a very big focus for us, Giselle, has been, you know, working with our next gen investors about what their future looks like, what are some of the topics that are really important for them to really start educating themselves on. And, you know, on that note, Thomas, you know, what steps can our next gen investors take to really set themselves up for their financial future?
Yeah, sure. So our team and UBS has some great educational and informative research that can help all of our clients, especially their children, grandchildren, or whomever. So, you know, maybe starting with those in college, there's some great research, and some great insights on how to maybe develop an emergency fund, how to pay and manage their credit cards, and basically how to become knowledgeable about their investment and possible future taxes. And maybe those who have recently graduated college, they might want to know, how do I handle my student loans? How do I pay them down? How should I pay them down? And especially, how do I start saving for my future? And then maybe those in their late 20s or 30s would like to know, how do I get a mortgage? What kind of mortgage should I get? What type? How much should I put down? And how do I finance or save for an event like a proposal, a wedding, or a birth of a child? So these are all questions you may have. Huvane Wealth Management will help you find those answers. In fact, in the next coming week, I personally, Tom Jr., will begin a next-gen newsletter that will feature some great research, insight, ideas, and important news. This newsletter is for our next-gen clients in the 15 to 30-year-old range, but of course, anyone is welcome to join.
That's great, Thomas. That's really some good news, and thanks for putting all that together. So I wanted to wrap this up, and I want to thank you, Giselle, and thank you, Thomas, for helping educate us today on the Next Gen Investor. I expect we'll be having more of these conversations for younger investors in the future. As Thomas said earlier, he'll be arranging emailing educational pieces and providing Next Gen events. If you're a next-gen investor or the parent of a young investor and you'd like to receive Thomas and Giselle's research going forward, you can send your contact information to t.huvane, H-U-V-A-N-E, at ubs.com. Again, that's t.huvane at ubs.com. You can also reach our team at ubs.com team/Huvane. I'd like to thank all of you for your time today, and we look forward to the next conversation.